Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Let's really, really, really take a few moments. I say that because we can't really just begin meditating or begin our yoga nidra by just lying down, switching off, closing the eyes, and just expecting everything to stop with us. It takes a bit of time, right? It doesn't have to take a bunch, but a little, yes. Maybe you've had a really busy day, or the mind is feeling pretty active or busy, that monkey brain. That's fine. It happens. I get it. So really give or gift yourself a few mindful, non-hurried, I flipping love that word, non-hurried moments to settle. Wherever you happen to be, wherever you're choosing to lay. So maybe down on your mat today, on the floor, your couch might be calling your name, or getting under the covers in your bed. Whatever space you have designated for your yoga nidra practice today, take a few moments to get yourself comfortable, situated, supported. And as you do, of course, a little speech to set the tone. Yoga nidra, sleep with a trace of awareness. And your meditation could look different day to day, right? Sometimes you fall asleep and you go deep. Sometimes you still go deep, but feel quite awake and alert as the body sleeps. And that zone of meditation is kind of right in between sleeping and awake. Sometimes you have very lucid thoughts and very clear directions or downloads about things in your life. You might have really creative ideas come to you while in this zone or this sweet spot, the hypnagogic state. We've talked about that many times. And sometimes I find these moments of clarity, these moments of lucidity, it's like I receive an instant answer to things that I might have been trying to sort through or navigate through in my mind, usually over and over and over again. So it's a really powerful place to be, right? To place ourselves. Most of you have probably been there in that hypnagogic, half asleep, half awake state. And it's interesting when we really effort for it, when we strive for it, it can become pretty elusive and not the easiest state to catch. However, it's when we surrender, it's when we slowly enter into the practice, right, in that unhurried way, and just trust. When we trust, when we already know that we are going to receive exactly what we're meant to, we're going to go exactly where we're meant to, that, my friend, is when we can really reach or access those states. Or maybe not. Who knows? So in that breath, if you do fall asleep, not to worry. You can't get this wrong. All right, speech over. Let's dive in. Sleepover time. So laying down now, making sure your head is lightly supported. Maybe the backs of the knees are propped up as well. And some people find the lumbar spine, the low back, when you're lying down might need some support. So inviting that little pelvic tilt or scoop. Low back is connected to the ground, and maybe even a folded towel or blanket, a thin pillow under the low back, just to bring the floor to you, right? I want you to listen to your body. Listen to his or her cues and respond. Taking your time to get totally comfortable, feeling totally supported. Swami Sratananda had a saying that the physical body in the practice of yoga nidra should be so comfortable that eventually you forget the existence of the body, so that it can almost be regarded as a mere shell or a husk of the mind. Tend to your body. All those little tugs to shift, to shimmy, to find balance and support. Find your sweet spot. And before we fully commit to stillness, we're going to begin with some tense and release for the body. So if you've had a busy day or your mind has been busy, some of you might have some pent up or stored energy in the body. If you're feeling resistance to some movement, I hear you. You probably need this the most. I've got you. I wouldn't guide you through anything that doesn't serve you. I'm going to do it with you. Only a few moments to really set the tone, right? You got this. So, breathing normally, we're going to start to tense the body one zone at a time. Breathe normally. We're going to begin at the toes. So, curling the toes, tightening the feet, still breathing normally. Squeezing through the ankles, the calves, the thighs, and the buttocks. Breathe normal. Pull in now the belly muscles. Tense up the chest, the shoulders, the arms, the hands. Breathing all the way up through shoulders, the back, the neck, even the face. Still breathing normally, still squeezing from toe tips up now into the face. The forehead, the eyes are sealed shut, pursing the lips, the whole head. Still squeezing. Now take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in, still holding all that tension in the body. Now I want you to hold your breath. Squeeze everything into your center line, the center of you. Can you squeeze tighter? Fists curl the toes, the face, the belly, the glutes. And as you exhale through the mouth, let it all go. All you have to do is feel the body unwinding, uncoiling, relaxing so deep now into the floor, the surface below you. Release the whole body to be supported by the floor, the bed, wherever you are. Feel that. So there's a little bit of trust that has been built here, right? I know that you're feeling the juiciness of that. So we're going to do one more. I get it. Trust me. Do you trust me? Good. So stay breathing normally. Deep belly breaths. No need to force or hold quite yet. Start by curling the toes. Tighten your feet, now the ankles and calves, lock the knees, squeeze the thighs, the buttocks, pull in the belly muscles, knit the ribs in, tighten the chest, the shoulders down through the upper arms, the forearms, make fists, tight, tight, all the way up through the throat, the back body, the neck, the face, scrunch up the face, the forehead, the eyes sealed shut, purse the lips, the whole head. Now, with the whole body tight, you've got this. A few more moments. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in, still squeezing. Hold, contain the tension through the whole body and hold the breath. Notice what you feel. This takes effort, and I'm proud of you. You're doing it. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Tighter still. Through the mouth, big sigh. Unclench, uncurl, unwind, and relax. Release the whole body to be fully supported by the floor, melting into the surface below. Relax. Body being breathed. Give your body and your mind permission now to drift off, to turn off if they wish. No effort is required from here on out. You just put a lot in. Well done. I've got you from this point on. No effort required, no real focus even. Rather, it's all about the willingness to feel and just go with the flow. And after that movement, that tense and release, you may have brought yourself out of alignment, making any little shifts, shimmies, or adjustments to be even that 5% more comfortable. Adjusting body, maybe props, clothing, taking off jewelry, glasses, adjusting your hair. Take your time, be unhurried. Still melting down, falling down into the surface below you. Again, welcome home to the space of your body. Welcome home to yourself, to this inner being, the inner noticer, the inner seer who is always watching all of what is happening and unfolding in your life. And then there's this physical body that we use as a vessel to live, to move around in our day-to-day lives. Come into the being, come into the body, and simply notice. See and watch your breath, the subtle natural breath coming in to the vessel of your body and leaving the vessel of the body, rising the chest, breath lowering the chest, rising the belly, and lowering the belly. Just really noticing the breath as a form, as a pathway to bring your awareness further down, further in to the body. Aware that the breathing is quiet and slow, rhythmic, natural, cyclical, and spontaneous. And with a sort of background awareness or an undercurrent, as you observe rhythmic breath, repeating to yourself, I am breathing in now. I am breathing out now. I am breathing in now. I am breathing out now. A few more rounds, unhurried, just like so. From this place, let us set an intention, a sankalpa or resolve for our practice today. Maybe it's an intention for this day or night, this week, this month, the rest of the year. Maybe it's simply an intention to find more time for yourself, more time to rest, to be unhurried, more time to be efficient rather than do too many things, overwhelming yourself, right? Whatever your intention is, allow your sankalpa to surface now, and then repeat it in your own way 3 times. Sankalpa repeated in your internal space 3 times so that the whole of your body can hear it and respond to it. And allowing your sankalpa to dissolve away for now. And as you dive, sink a little deeper down now, just becoming aware of any sounds, far sounds, near, any sounds outside of you, to sound inside of you. Could you simply allow vibration in and out? Ears are open to hearing. Now a sense of feeling, the touch of your body on the surface where you lay, the touch, the hug of your clothes, your props, to the air on bare skin. Really just being aware now of this present moment, this moment when and where you are lying on the surface below you. Feel the true heaviness of the body, the comfort and warmth of the body, and the natural unhurried breath. Breath coming in and breath flowing out. And now with your mind's eye, the third eye, located between the eyebrows, I want you to sense a drop of warm oil, a rose-infused healing oil dropped down, infused into the third eye, point between the brows. And as we move around to different parts of the body, sense that warm drop of rose-infused oil penetrating each part as it's named. Relaxing it, healing it, tending to any impurities, any blockages, any stagnant or pent up energy. Third eye center, warm drop of rose oil. Now sense this drop at the top of the head. Once again, at eyebrow center. The tip of the nose, left nostril, right nostril. A tiny drop of oil where the lips meet. Another to the chin. Oil anoints left cheek, right cheek, the left eye, the right eye. Warm oil anoints left ear, the right ear, and the whole of your jaw. Sense the oil as it lines the outline of your jaw. Drop of oil at the notch of the neck, the hollow of the throat. Now to the back of the neck, at the very top bone of the spine. Rose oil drop at the right shoulder and the right shoulder blade, right collarbone, line of oil spreads to the top of the right arm and the right armpit, drop of oil at right inner elbow, and the tip of the outer elbow joint, the right forearm, right wrist, tip of your right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right pinky finger. A drop of rose oil infuses and warms the palm of your right hand, the back of the right hand, all 5 fingers, the whole hand, and whole right arm. Now drop of warm oil infuses the left shoulder to left shoulder blade and through the line of left collarbone, top of left arm to the armpit, a drop at the inner left elbow to the outer point of elbow joint, and the left forearm, drop at left wrist, tip of the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, all 5 left fingers, the hand, the whole left arm. Now sense another drop in the middle of the chest. Now the left side ribs, right side ribs, the upper belly point, belly button point, low belly point. Drop of warm oil spreads at pubic bone to the left hip, the right hip. Drop of oil placed at the very base of your spine, and moving up the spine, sensing drops of oil on each vertebra, going all the way up to top of spine. Drop of oil at the left side of the torso, right side of torso, the right thigh, back of the right knee, the kneecap, right shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of right foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, all five toes, whole right foot, and whole right leg. Warm rose oil drops at left thigh, back of left knee, to kneecap, left shin and calf, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Now feel all of these points merging together, the warm rose oil blending together, and sensing the whole left leg, right leg, left arm, right arm, front of the body, back of the body, your head and neck, whole body together. The whole body is warm and lubricated, cleansed and cleared. Every point an anchor for the stillness in your whole being, anchoring the stillness in your physical body, mental body, emotional and spiritual body, feeling the whole being warm, lubricated, anchored in stillness, your whole body in this still space, whole body unhurried, anchored, and still. And now bringing your attention back to your breath and visualize the breath just coming in through the left nostril. You might visualize the left nostril here or feel a sense of the breath moving in and out of the left nostril only, balancing the mental energies, breath in and out on the left side, and again becoming aware of that mantra, I am breathing in now, I am breathing out now. just the left side of your nose, the left nostril. I am breathing in now. I am breathing out now. And now switching your attention to the right nostril as you visualize or sense the breathing coming in just through right nostril only, cleansing the physical energies, balancing, supporting, cleansing, and clearing. Inhaling through the right, exhaling through the right, and just be aware. I am breathing in now. I am breathing out now. Just on the right side of your nose, right nostril breathing. And then bringing the balance of the breath back to both nostrils. Breathing in through both and out through both. Feeling that your mental and physical energies are being balanced as you breathe in and out, both nostrils. I am breathing in now. I am breathing out now. Release the mantra, release the breath awareness. And in your mind's eye, imagine now that you are seated, cross-legged, inside of a golden temple. You are seated on a luxurious velvet purple cushion. A cushion that is supporting your whole weight. And inside of this sacred golden temple, the first thing you notice is the intense stillness. The very faint sound of life occurring outside the temple. But inside, this temple of stillness, you notice, you feel with every fiber of your being, with every cell, just how still it is. And as you sit on your purple velvet cushion, spine tall, shoulders relaxed, as you breathe, you allow that stillness to absorb into the center and the very fabric of your being. A stillness coming into your physical body, right in the center of your physical body. You feel this intense stillness, a stillness paired with a deep peace. Now, can you allow this stillness, this peace, to absorb into your mental body? Just feeling your thoughts emptying, becoming less important in this moment, becoming much more balanced and easeful. Allowing the stillness to radiate and permeate your mental body. And allow the stillness into your emotional body, balancing and calming any emotions that may have disturbed the very peace and stillness at the center of your being. You feel a deep sense of connection with your soul, your source. And at the very center of your being, this stillness, where there is nothing to worry about, nothing to fear, where all is well. And so it is. Now let's integrate the seed of intention that you set, that you planted at the beginning of this practice. What is it that you intend for today, for this week, this month, this year, this life? Repeating your intention, weaving it through the fiber of your being, through every cell. Three more times. Now, as we prepare for the end of this meditation, start by simply taking some deeper, fuller breaths that really rise the belly, rise the chest, all the way up to the collarbones. Big releases, maybe sighs as you exhale. Become aware of the sounds around you, maybe inside of you. Maybe there's a familiar sense of smell around you, or taste in the mouth. Visualize this room that you are in and your body lying heavy on the surface below. Maybe move the tongue around gently in your mouth, slide it behind the teeth, taking some deeper breaths. Maybe encouraging you now to wiggle, move the fingers and the toes. Take your time. Remembering that this deep inner stillness sits. It sits like an internal Buddha inside of you and can always be accessed whenever you need throughout this day, this week, this month, this year. This inner Buddha, this quiet inner seer, noticer, that's always watching, always guiding, supporting, always ready for you to come and sit on your velvet cushion and be present to the healing power of stillness. If you're moving on to the rest of your day or night, take any movements, slow and unhurried, mindful, sweet and nourishing. Maybe you stay in stillness, drifting off to quiet reflection or sleep. Staying on back, full body stretch, then roll to your side. Maybe you come upright to a seat, visualizing again on that velvet cushion, spine tall, shoulders relaxed. Take your time. With my hands at my heart center, may peace, love, happiness, and stillness be always with you and always within you. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet friend.